WQED in Astoria, Queens, it's You Had to Be There with Dave Hill, Jim Biederman, and Jody Lennon.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Some of you maybe were here last time we did this. This show tonight is an experiment, a work in progress, which is I'm just making our excuses at right up top. And I'm joined tonight, of course, by my friends, the lovely and talented Jim Biederman, the pride of Montclair, and the lovely and talented Jody Lennon.
Hi, Jody.
Hi, Jim.
How are you?
I'm so good. I had a really good sandwich today.
Wow.
Well, what sort of sandwich was it?
It's like a It was like a salad between two pieces of bread.
That sounds like a sucky sandwich, I have to say.
Did you make the sandwich?
Nope.
Oh, well, you bought it.
It was a Lenwich.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
We received no sponsorship. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were formerly known as Lenny's.
Lenny's, yeah.
No one knows why, but they changed their name to Lenwich.
It's a lot of market testing.
So I got the vegetarian, which I think is the number 15.
You were sponsored by them?
She's saying
we're not sponsored. Yeah, we're not sponsored by them.
Oh,
that's soon to come.
Our show,
sure,
yeah. Yeah, we haven't been approached by a sandwich concern yet. by the way, this is not the show. This is still just extra.
It's true.
They put so much purple cabbage on that Lenwich.
Well, because it's not cheap, and they want you to feel like you're getting your money's worth.
It's delicious.
The sandwich is getting worse and worse.
All right. Hi, everybody. This is You Had to Be There with Dave Hill.
Thank you.
Of course, joining us tonight is the lovely and talented Jody Lennon.
Thank you.
And I am Jim Biederman.
Yeah.
Do our preamble. Dave has had a long and varied career in show business, and he's had the good fortune of being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Throughout his career, Dave has been, and so, by some may say, and by some I mean Dave, a creative midwife.
Yeah. A creative. Well, I think creative fluffer. We've established.
Creative fluffer.
So my preferred description.
Now we got.
We've been through this.
Well, I know we did. But the last time, but I'm thinking this is like a thing we could open with.
Yeah.
Which is you talking about how you're a fluffer.
A creative fluffer.
Yeah. Or, excuse me, a creative fluffer.
Creative fluffer. Okay, yeah,
so
I recalled
it was a fluffer for creativity, so I'm just...
Oh, yeah, I may have said that. A fluffer for... That's
so you make creativity
better.
Hard.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
So with this storied and colorful life in the arts, we thought it'd be an interesting thing to document Dave's involvement with some of the most influential artists.
Yeah.
Some of the most influential movements.
Yeah.
And influential times.
Periods.
Periods. It's 1973, New York City.
Yeah. Right here in town.
Kind of a rough time to be here.
It was a rough time.
Lots of stuff happened in 1973. Did you know what happened January 22nd, 1973? The Supreme Court legalizes most abortions with the Roe v. Wade. 1973.
Oh, yeah. Right here in Astoria. Actually. A lot
At
of people don't know that.
Right. In this space.
In these hallowed halls.
Yep.
Yeah, it was hair salon in the front, Supreme Court in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
January 23rd, also in 1978, Richard Nixon announced an accord had been reached to end the Vietnam War.
Yeah, Vietnam there. But also... Watergate.
Well,
you probably
Senate
have
Watergate
that in your notes.
Yeah, May 27th. Let's. You have an interesting story.
I do actually.
It's 1973.
As I was there,
we were both really surprised to hear this.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were here. I'm going to start at the headline. I'm not going to bury this lead.
But you kind of have.
I have a little bit.
So far,
there's been
I mean,
a lot
just
of
with the Lenwich stuff alone, I feel.
Hey, that
wasn't
was
me. That was her.
And I was pointing at him.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You were involved with CBGBs, the creation
of
CBGBs.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting ahead.
The famous, the outrageous, the incredibly influential nightclub and bar. the undisputed capital of punk music in the United States.
That it eventually
and
became
street
that.
Rock.
And street rock.
Street, well,
correct?
Yeah, which was what they called punk rock.
Yeah, it was a precursor.
Yeah.
It was. The Ramones were considered street rock.
Street rock, originally. Yeah. Well, yeah.
But so you're telling us this the other day.
Yeah, I was.
We were both stunned.
Over salads.
Yes. It's true. We were having salads. And you were, as usual, so humble about it. So, well, yeah, no, I was there.
Well, yeah, because I can't take credit. I can take credit for most of it, actually. But it was 1973. First of all, just to paint you a picture, there was cocaine everywhere. It was on my jacket, my pants.
Oh, not like you're not
it
saying
it was
like,
in my hair.
It was all over you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't speak to... but I was working at the time, I want to say, in the accounts receivable department of... was it Price Waterhouse or Pfizer? And that... The fact that I was confused about it now and then was a problem because I would always be going into the wrong building. And which really spooked a lot of people.
I would imagine.
So
that, was here in New York?
Here or? In town, yeah. Okay. And it may not have even been accounts receivable. I was confused whether it was accounts receivable and accounts payable. And you don't want that. When your job is to collect a large sum of money and you end up sending out that exact same amount of money to someone else.
Right.
It really aggravates your employer. Anyway, I was a big for that and a lot of other reasons. I was eventually.
Did you have a briefcase?
I had a briefcase. I had a hat that I wore, like a guy with a job hat. Yeah.
That was the time.
Yeah, you would walk around, and I had carried a newspaper under my arm to my job at either Price Waterhouse or Pfizer. I can't remember.
In either accounts payable or accounts receivable.
Yeah. Oh.
So what I'm gonna guess it does.
And there is a clear difference.
There is, definitely, yeah. I'm going to guess it doesn't go well.
Did not go well.
Right.
I was fired and I was left scrambling to cover the rent on my 37th floor walk-up that I was living in over on 10th Avenue.
This is, speaking of zoning, this is before the whole elevator, if more than six floors.
Yeah, you can't walk up. No. To 37 floors anymore.
At the time, there was no choice. But then, yeah, they changed it after the war. Yeah, you couldn't.
Which war?
The Korean War, I believe. Yeah.
So you were in a pre-war building then, I take it. Is that?
It was. They built it before the Korean War, I think.
So you're fired from either Pfizer. Or is Price Waterhouse?
Yeah, one of the two.
Right.
For sure.
From either one of those two companies, from either the accounts payable or...
Accounts receivable.
Accounts receivable department.
Well, I was definitely asked to leave both.
Right. Sure. You have a 37th floor walk-up.
Yeah.
I got to imagine there's a lot of anxiety. What am I going to do? How am I going to pay for this?
Yeah, and I had a roommate.
Cold water bedsit.
I had a roommate... that I thought was Lou Reed, but it turned out to be a guy that just looked a lot like him. So there's not that.
Out of this kind of desperation, a lot of creative things come out.
That's exactly right.
This is so. Why don't you tell us?
I had an idea for a club, it's a restaurant for people with on-the-go lifestyles where they could go and get. Like shareables, snack teasers.
Wait, whoa,
light bites.
Whoa, back up. What's a shareable?
Like a shareable is a dish like onion rings, curly fries, potato skins, Mexi melt with potato skins.
And what's a
shareable, like wings,
but the snack-a-teaser?
Not so much wings as wing dings.
That's a snack, a teaser?
I would categorize wings are a snack, a teaser. Wingdings, I would categorize as more of a shareable. My point is, whether you wanted a light bite or maybe your eyes were just bigger than your stomach. we had a...
That's funny.
Yeah, we had a... Because it was... Yeah, that's where we had a small...
I've been there.
Yeah. So that it was a precursor to the slider.
What was that called?
Just a smaller hamburger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you just call them smaller hamburgers?
Yeah. It was a misstep. But my idea was to open this sort of place in a family-friendly environment and offer these items at a price that wouldn't break the bank.
Right. So you somehow managed to end up at CBGB's doing this.
Well, we called the place. The idea was to call the place CBGB and Omfug, which is the full name.
Sure.
Which went on to be known, if people don't know this, is, and you can verify this, it stands for country, bluegrass, blues, and other music for uplifting gourmandizers.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's right.
No, but that's the real... I mean, you'll find that in the history book. Originally, it was meant to stand for cheeseburgers, cheeseburgers, garden salad.
CB, cheeseburger.
Garden salad.
Garden
that's the
salad.
G. No, there's not, the S is not just...
So it's not CBGSB.
Oh, you include the S. Yes.
No.
The S is silent.
G.
So it's CBG, but...
B. Bacon, because put bacon on the salad.
Got it.
So
cheeseburger, garden salad, bacon.
Bacon. Mm-hmm. And other
meals. What's the umfug?
And other meals for underage girls. But that was, again, a misstep. I was trying to think of a way to project the idea that was a family friendly environment.
You mean for kids.
Kids.
You were going kids.
Parents, right. Girls that were mature for their age. Yeah.
Again, that doesn't really...
No, it was a misstep, you know? You learn.
But you're experimenting. I mean, that's the beauty.
You learn.
The story here is that you're experimenting.
That's exactly
you're
right.
You're an entrepreneur who's experimenting with shareables, which are
shareables.
Things you share with food.
You don't have... Well, this is the thing.
And snack a teaser.
You don't have to share them, but you can. Yeah.
You're in your 37th floor walk-up apartment.
Yeah.
You get the first of the month is staring you down the barrel of the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking...
And my landlord was a real prick.
And we know you weren't... You probably weren't wearing a shirt.
Right.
Were you wearing a shirt?
It was 1973.
No.
It's hot out. It's been because it's hot.
Yeah. No, I never wore a shirt.
You're topless. You have a landlord who's a prick. You're on the 37th. You're on the 37th floor walk up.
Mm-hmm.
You have no job. You have no way of paying for that rent that's coming down the pike.
Mm-hmm.
And you start coming up with what?
My idea for this.
So, and that's cheeseburgers, garden salad, bacon, and other meals for underage girls.
Again, you know. Hindsight's 20/20. I regret the underage girls.
That's okay.
Putting that right.
It's a trial and error.
Yeah.
More probably just a trial. But now, so you meet. This is the weird part. You meet Hilly Crystal.
Hilly Crystal,
who is your co-founder. Yeah.
Yeah. From CBGB's.
Like the proper CBGB.
The proper one. Yeah.
And you two hit it off.
We were in a fantasy football league when we were eating salad. We were in a fantasy football league, and I was going out. We were going over our teams. I had Bart Starr, and some of the other players that were playing at the time.
Joe Namath.
Yeah.
The fridge.
Refrigerator Perry.
He's a little later.
Yeah. But again, it was fantasy football, so he could have been. Yeah.
You said I got a guy. His name is the fridge.
The fridge. Yeah. So it is.
So you and Hilly Crystal have a
fantasy football league.
Again, I was surprised that to know that they had them there.
No,
and,
yeah.
And you're he's telling you about his idea for a place called...
No. He didn't have any ideas, to my mind. He just was willing to put up the money.
So he's going to be your backer.
That's exactly right.
Did he like shareables, and did he like the whole concept of the underage girls thing? And
well, he did not like it.
By the way, I like the way you skirt that lawsuit.
Yeah. Legally, I'm not allowed to,
right.
to get
well,
into it.
That's, you know.
But did he run out and have that awning made?
Yeah.
Yeah, the awning, because originally we had the awning made because we were looking for a space in Newark for the place.
What, Newark, New Jersey?
Newark, New Jersey, yeah. But
that's so weird. I mean, because it's such a New York...
Well, that was the thing, you know, because I was calling these old payphones and I kept saying... I'm looking for a space in Newark, and they would hear New York.
Oh, I see.
And also, I went out to Newark, but everyone there is in bed with the mayor or the mob or the mayor and the mob.
It's a corrupt town.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to say.
We ended up getting a place on the Bowery
But your goal was to be in Newark.
That was the goal.
So
we'll get to that. Believe me, we're going to get to that.
There is a Newark part of this story, which is stunning.
It is crazy. But so were you crushed that all of a sudden the thing that you had dreamed to be in Newark, New Jersey, was all of a sudden in New York City?
Yeah. Bowery, Nolan.
It was more convenient to my apartment. Well, it depends how you look, because I was living on 10th Avenue, so I could just go from Port Authority.
Yeah.
But I did, yeah, I could get down there.
So how did you get down there? What was your route when it was open downtown and you were on 10th Avenue? How would you get there?
I would get a shirt, put on a shirt and just button it.
It doesn't make sense right now.
And then I would stand out on the corner. And just, one thing would lead to another.
It was a different time.
You were experimenting.
I was experimenting. It didn't feel like an experiment.
Now, so...
I don't even know what that means. I gotta be honest. I do not know what that means.
So now, you immediately, you guys find this very long, narrow bar. Space. You make it into the bar.
I saw the space and I was like, this would make a great spot for high-end menswear.
Again, ahead of your time.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. So you find this long, narrow bar, you and Hilly.
That's right.
And it's CBGB's. It's the Cheeseburger's Garden Salad, Bacon.
Other music for underage guys, which...
You changed it to guys?
I did all the time. At the time, I did.
Just a time of experimentation.
Originally, you had mentioned that you... This is crazy. You wanted to do... It was more like you saw it as not only a restaurant, but also kind of a wedding banquet kind of place.
Yeah. Soup to nuts sort of deal.
I come in and I say, "You, Dave, I'm getting married. I've got 50 friends, relatives, invited guests. Where am I going to do it? I also want shareables and snackatizzies."
All right, yeah. Yeah, and then I would say, well, pick a theme. There's Mexican or not Mexican. Those are the two themes that we would have.
Okay.
So you would start off with that.
All right, so I'm going to go Mexican.
Or not Mexican.
Or I'll go not Mexican.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'd pick a theme, and then from there we'd go, there'd be a build your own burrito bar, 7 minutes in a closet with a live rabbit. There would be...
So it's like an entertainment. It's like
everything. Right. There was a bouncy castle.
Right.
These are the ideas that I had.
Right. Now.
Chocolate fountain.
Now this is
full body chocolate fountain. Yeah.
So the lore is that you and Hilly did open it as a wedding banquet, but the musical guest, he had booked these guys from Forest Hills, the Ramones, and that they were the wedding band, and that's
you're getting ahead of it.
Okay,
I had a one man band. I was in the Ramones. Ish.
You were in the Ramones.
I had a one-man band called the Ramones, right?
Oh, so you, okay.
And what it was a one-man band. I had it was sort of a, I don't know, it's like a gay 90s type thing, but I had the straw hat and the vest and the armband, and I would have these animatronic, you know, like I would have, like I'd play the drums and I'd have the washboard and I'd sort of a banjo,
like a jamboree thing,
and then I would, with my feet, I would activate these anime. I would have the woodchuck would sing a verse, you know. I would,
this was the Ramones.
Ramones. Yeah, that was. These were. Yeah, these.
This
Ramones.
Is the group known as the Ramones.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The woodchuck's okay. Gonna take, and then
I can see. I can see how it's confusing.
Yeah, yeah. And then you know there was an owl who sang baritone, and he would try, you know, he would light up beneath and go, and Daddy sang bass, you know, and that sort of thing.
I love it.
And we were called the Ramones.
And so, what? I'm not gonna ask why you called the Ramones. So this was gonna be the wedding. This
yeah, and we had a lot of hits.
Oh,
yeah.
You actually recorded.
Yeah, we did. Well, we did a lot. We had a lot of stuff. Grandma Loves the Shoeshine Boy was one.
Sure, that's a good one. I didn't know it was you.
Yeah. Eat Up Catherine or Richard Will Think You're Delicate was another.
That, by the way, can I say something?
Yeah.
15-year-old Jim hears that. Boom.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was. We had some heat.
But when you say music, you're talking music about
business. That's music business talk.
When you say we, you're talking about the woodchuck and the owl
and all the other animals that I
what
is
the
stored
owl,
in
what
the
did
crate.
The owl say?
And Daddy sing bass. He would come in.
That was his thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. He would light up and to get to the top, and he'd sing all the low parts like that. But they were all something along that.
By the
lines.
Way, oddly enough, deeply religious too. That owl.
Yeah, yeah, that was part of his things. Well, the idea was to teach people like Bible stories in relatable fashion by having a baritone owl to tell the stories.
So I just I don't want to get you.
So just to be clear, that was the Ramones.
That we were called the Ramones.
So Hilly books what he thinks is
a band from Queens.
But he thinks
called the Jerrys, they were called.
Oh
yeah.
I see. So he thinks he's helping you out with this wedding banquet thing by hiring the Jerrys?
Yeah, yeah. And I was all set to go on. I had the
you've had all your animatronics built.
I had all the animatronics.
And you had the washboard on your chest.
The washboard.
And he's got the garter belt on the sleeve.
Yeah, and the clanking cymbals in between, you know, and I'd hit.
Oh, but I've died to see you live.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, and the owl chiming in, dirty same bass.
So many pieces and pieces
it was a lot. It was
string,
a lot.
Lots of string.
Yeah, there was lots
wires.
Of pushing and pulling.
Yeah, and there was. I had a.
It's like a crazy marionette act or something.
I threw all my
money into. There was this hen. And she would sing like, you know, all the high parts. But then every couple songs.
Was it a real hen or is it animatronic?
It was these are all animatronic.
Okay,
but then a couple points during the show, the hen would get up and little chicklets would come out. Chicks. Baby chicks would come out.
I
and then they
gum.
Would
I
sing.
I thought you meant gum.
No, I screwed up. And they would sing another part. But I, what happened was I was supposed to go on and I got stuck in the bathroom.
The famous CBGB's bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, which had a door at the time. And we had sunk, we were hosting a Quinceañera. Yeah, yeah. We had it. I was having my quinceañera.
Oh, yeah. It was your quinceañera.
It was my quinceañera. Yeah, because I could get a deal on the place. Yeah, thank you. And I went.
The young girls must have loved that.
Yeah, the underage girls. Yeah. So, but I got locked in.
Lots of tears.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. I don't want. Yeah. No.
Wow. So you're locked in the bathroom.
Locked in the bathroom.
I'm going to imagine panic.
Everyone's freaking
full
out.
Full-scale panic.
Yeah, and I can hear like someone's trigger. I keep hearing the owl and daddy saying bass. You know, someone keeps triggering.
Someone's on the stage.
Kind of. They thought it was funny to mess with my stuff. Yeah. They keep triggering. Yeah. Daddy saying bass. Yeah. And it keeps happening. And I'm downstairs pounding, trying to.
No one can hear you.
Yeah, you know they can, but I can hear that that owl just mocking me from above. Yeah. So jumping into the breach went on. Hilly didn't know what to do, so he introduces these four guys as
the Ramones.
The Ramones.
The Jerrys as the Ramones.
That's exactly right.
That's Joey. Oh.
Yeah.
Joey.
Fuck, I don't remember their name.
Joey.
Patty.
Johnny, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Yeah.
But
the Joeys.
There was never a Patty?
No, Patty. You're thinking of another band.
Oh. Yep.
Patty Smith.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Patty Smith, too.
Scandal.
Yeah. John McEnroe's wife.
John McEnroe's
wife. Yeah. She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But so daddy, so and daddy, daddy sang bass.
And daddy sing bass.
So this is happening. Hilly's panicked. I've gone crazy.
He was panicked.
You're locked in the bathroom.
He had put the money up. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's
and now he's shelling out money for not only the chocolate fountain, the churros, build your own burrito bar, but now he's calling a locksmith on a Sunday.
Oh.
Triple time, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly
so,
right.
So, but the Joeys...
The Ramones, yeah, the Jerrys.
The Jerrys are there. He says, you got a new name.
Yeah, yeah, the Ramones.
Because
the banner was already up.
Right. Okay.
And they didn't want to go on. They didn't want to go on.
They're very shy.
Because it said the Ramones.
Right.
And they said, well, that's Dave's band. And then Hilly, who, to his credit, said, "You're the Ramones."
This kind of changes the course of history.
It so kind of does.
It did.
The Ramones, the Jerrys.
Well,
they
were now the Ramones.
Okay. They get up on stage. They play their music. I'm wondering, are the animatronics singing along with them, or is the owl
Does
with
Mama
them?
Play bass ever play part in any of the Ramones songs?
And Daddy sing bass. No, it's Daddy sing bass.
I always twist everything to a female POV.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
No, they did some of my songs. I had a song called We're a Happy Family,
mm-hmm.
and which was totally different.
The way they did it,
yeah.
Right. What about the guests who were there at this wedding? At this, the quinceañera?
What is it? What did I have?
Quinceañera.
What are they thinking? I mean, the Ramones, as we know them, are quite a very different band than, I'm going to imagine,
the Ramones that I started.
Ramones. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're very different. Yeah, they had the matching... jackets, which was my idea. They didn't have that initially.
You told them about leather jackets.
Yeah, just wear matching jackets. Mm-hmm. Give a look.
Well, you have to understand that, and I'm not in any way being disrespectful, but you're locked in the bathroom downstairs. You've got a stage full of animatronics that I'm assuming you've...
Sunk my whatever
your life savings
my
into.
Life savings into.
Sold your attaché case from what you told us.
And the hat.
Yeah.
And the Ramones are on stage, but somehow you've managed at some point in that entire thing to tell them just to all wear the same jacket.
They were terrified, and this was all through a keyhole. Okay. You know, in like in prison movies when they go and they talk to the guy on, and he just talks through the little slat or the keyhole or whatever, and he like and he's the last gasp of a dying man. Mm-hmm. That's was I was like, you should wear magic jackets. Yeah.
All right. So they play. I'm gonna assume it goes well, but doesn't go well all at the same time.
No, well they didn't do the owl, so in that way it did not go well to my ears.
All right. You eventually get out of that bathroom.
Yep.
Okay.
Did you rip the toilet out? Like, how did the toilet end up just alone in that bathroom? Yeah. Because it's iconic that the bathroom wasn't it. I heard that there was just a toilet in the middle of the men's room. And there was nothing else around. The walls were gone.
I'm glad you brought it up.
It was just one toilet.
Well, when I got done with it, yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, no.
You've gone apeshit in there.
It was originally a very nice bathroom, and I just freaked the fuck out. And I just started trash. I started writing the names down of any band. I made up band names.
Like what? Like name one.
Sick of It All. I just wrote that. Just wrote whatever shit came to mind.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I just wrote whatever fucked up shit I could think of. Uh-huh. I wrote all like, over. What,
give me another.
Youth It Today. I wrote that. Yeah.
What about
Gorilla Biscuits? I wrote all that. I just wrote whatever fucking weird shit because I was down in that basement.
Well, you're at this
for
point
so long.
On a psychological edge, a cliff.
Yeah. I was so losing my mind, low on oxygen. I just started writing down. Talking Heads was one that I came up with, and that got snatched up quickly.
Yeah. Did you start writing television?
Well, that was when I was at my wit's end.
Uh huh. Sure.
No, you know, television. It's a very funny story, actually. They were looking for a band name, and I said, they're like, Dave, what should we call ourselves? And I was like, Television, because no one's going to give a shit, and you'll be gone in 2 weeks. Just call yourselves whatever. Who cares?
Wow.
Call yourselves literally anything, because it doesn't fucking matter.
So you
won't be an influence on anyone or anything. That's what I said to them. And now look where they are.
I think you might be a little right. Yeah.
So
now, so you've destroyed the bathroom downstairs.
I destroyed it. I left it.
Hilly, who has invested, I guess, good money into this.
He put a lot of money into it.
He's got to be furious with
it. No, because there was a very nice bathroom. Yeah.
Now, the rumor is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Hilly actually spent all his money in that bathroom.
Right. He said the nice bathroom.
A nice commode.
Brings people back.
That's what he
back.
Said. A nice commode. Yeah, yeah. Is what people
want. Make sure
want.
It flushes well.
Yeah, well. No, it was a place where you could go and spend some time. You felt comfortable. Right. That I feel like was maintained because over you know even after I destroyed the bathroom, the people you would find people napping in there all the time. You would that aspect of it carried over. I think.
Yeah.
And did the snack-a-teasers still live in the new version of CBGB's after? You were no longer the Ramones as we knew them from your...
I broke up the band immediately after that because I was so enraged.
You fired your animatronics?
Well, I kept the dead sing bass guy. I have a surprise for all of you, actually.
What?
That would be amazing.
Now,
if you... okay, so you have these very disparate business visions.
Yeah.
And...
Like, for example, like, he didn't want to do Empanada Night. Why? On the Lower East Side, no Empanada Night.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So, how does he...
That was my idea, to put a nice hotel above it.
But I
think you're jumping forward a little bit. How ugly does it get? How ugly does it get?
Ugly.
Between you and Hilly.
Well, one night, I told Hilly that I was going home. That I was going to go home early and that he should lock up the place. Mm-hmm. And what he didn't know is I had to hit in the back, right? When he locked me in overnight, and I spray painted the entire place. The entire place, like, graffiti. Yeah. Yeah, and I put band flyers everywhere.
Right, and did yeah. and stickers.
Stickers. I coated the place in stickers. Yeah, it's all done in one night. As a big fuck you. Yeah.
So it was like the version of the bathroom, but it just went out further.
Yeah, I trashed the entire place. Because it was a really nice place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what everybody yeah. said. There was
they,
like.
They said it was all white.
Velveteen yeah. seats.
No, I'd had it.
Flowers on I'd every had, table.
That's, yeah. yeah.
There was a nice carpeting.
You would yeah. pull that thing up and the straws would
a
sort
cloche.
Of spiral out. We had those on every table.
Right.
Yeah.
There were linen tablecloths.
Yeah, and there was a button that it said, and this is my idea, underneath it said, press for champagne.
Right, and what, that was a little just...
What would happen?
That was a standing sign, correct?
Someone altered it, it says, piss. Just said, and they...
Someone meaning you.
Yeah, yeah, over, in the overnight.
You changed the press for champagne sign.
Piss for champagne.
Piss for champagne.
Which is how the place got its famous
so
smell.
Hilly, so Hilly, yeah. So Hilly walks in the next morning.
And a lot of nights the champagne was piss. You didn't hear that from me.
Okay. Again, I like
literally
how,
piss.
I like how you're skirting the lawsuit. So the next morning Hilly comes in, opens up the gate, undoes the padlocks, opens up the gate.
Mm-hmm. And punk rock was born. Mm. Thanks to me.
Hmm. Now, you approached the Newark Liberty International Airport and
yeah.
say,
I was looking for an airport that would get you to your destination quicker for the people that were sick of the hassle of JFK.
Sure.
And I got out to Newark and I thought finally, you know, my vision for like quick shareables, snackables added that.
Well, that's a new thing. So
well, you know, times have changed. We needed a health conscious.
Oh, so like potato chips.
Pop chips and terror chips.
That's what I meant.
Complimentary in the front. And we did the veggie sandwich.
And you called this CBGB as well.
And Numfug.
And it's now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you should go there. It's in Terminal C at Newark Airport.
These are facts.
Yeah. Dave Hill's CBGBs.
You won't hear that part, the Dave Hill's part. But yeah, you go there, order everything on an iPad.
Uh-huh.
Youth of Today's specials.
Uh-huh, sure.
These are facts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and so the spirit, and the place is, you know, trashed.
Well, it looks
trash, but
yeah,
that's just
but
like
you
a
decorated song. It that way.
That's exactly right.
Many people have accused you of essentially taking what was, you know, the ultimate counterculture, you know, space, and turning it into a horrible, horrible, horrible restaurant in Terminal C at Newark International Liberty Airport. Some people. I'm not saying everyone.
I don't think they've tasted the wingdings if they're saying that.
I don't know if they've tasted the wingdings, but the ones who are saying this,
you know,
what do you have to say to them?
If you think my food, if my restaurant is so shitty, why does everyone wear t-shirts for my restaurant? Riddle me that.
Good question.
Name what other restaurant says cool than wearing my restaurant's t-shirt?
But, I mean, Dave, you can...
Everyone. Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses. Everyone, if you want to look cool, you wear a shirt from my restaurant.
And you saw the shirts there.
Terminal C.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to report that the Ramones music is for sale there.
But you're... Wait, which Ramones?
Daddy sang bass. That guy.
All right.
No, the other one.
That's
but
fine.
If you dig back in the bins, you do
right.
find the original
right.
Ramones. In there,
now,
yeah.
Is the CBGB's of Stanford finally your dream? Cheeseburgers, garden salad, bacon, and other... What about the underage girls?
Yeah.
Is that
a piece of this?
No. And other meals... for people at the United Gate. That's what I changed.
Very good.
It. I changed it. Yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, that is.
You know, we all grow up. We all grow up.
Yes. Yeah. It's a different time. Yeah.
It's a different time now. That was me in 1973.
Yeah. So
sucking
so,
and fucking anything.
Right. That you were just trying to get from 10th Avenue to the Lower East Side anyway.
Yeah, with all my teeth.
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
Sucking and
it
fucking.
It sounds horrible.
Sucking and fucking.
It sounds absolutely.
And animatronics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, yeah. That.
Yeah. So Hilly's success.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Has
not
Sum
your...
41 ever eaten at the?
Right.
At the Newark CBGBs.
They work at the Newark CBGBs. I don't believe they. I mean, you know, it is part of you do get one meal a shift, so they may have.
Why would someone go to CBGBs at Newark International Liberty Airport? And I'm asking as a consumer.
It's 9 in the morning, and right. I'm going to Detroit.
Right, and I'm going to have...
And I've got my business suit on, which is a skirt and a right. blazer, yeah. And I've got a rolly bag,
where
and
do
I'm
you
also
work?
Wearing a hat.
By the way,
you
look weird.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Detroit. It's wintertime.
Okay, so... What is she gonna have? What breakfast?
I'm hurrying. Right. I've got to get to Detroit.
Right.
Well,
but you're hungry,
suggest
so
a piping hot cup of our I don't want to be sedated coffee. Start with that. Yeah.
That's
start with that.
Do you have something to eat great. With that,
yeah.
sir?
Yeah, yeah. I would get our one way or another, which is three eggs, however you want, the side of toast and potatoes.
One way or another. One way or another.
Yeah.
I'll also have a stop making sense roll.
But you can understand that some people might be upset with
sure.
with this, even though yes. You were there at the beginning. You had one vision. Hilly mm-hmm. had another. You had an animatronic band.
And Edison bass. It'll start. It's going downhill. It'll come back.
This or that?
That. I feel like if I do that five more times.
Okay. So, and this is where it ends up. This is where we are in America right now, and mm-hmm. I'm playing devil's advocate right now. This is where we are in America right. where Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Not Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ. CBGB's at Newark International Airport, and you're not even doing your CBGB's. You're doing his CBGB's.
Right.
No, I don't think you'd say that if you tried the marquee melt. Don't groan at that.
No, it's...
They can't all be gems.
No, they're not. They're not all gems. But I grew up in Denver, Colorado.
Really?
Nothing happened in Denver, Colorado. And I would religiously read about CBG. All I ever wanted to do was go to that club, and you've taken it and... I don't know what to say.
So, Dave, all these people here in Queens... They're all just taking a breath, thinking about your dream in Newark, your CBGB's dream in Newark.
In Newark, yeah.
At Newark International.
Well, I have good news. I'm opening another one at JFK.
Really?
That's awesome.
So, amazing. That's amazing. So the business is good.
It's not. It's actually just the Continental. It's the Continental.
The Continental.
At JFK,
uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
the second
will
avenue.
Will there be any adjustment?
Third
will
yeah,
you
the
have
one
a nice
third
avenue.
No, there's just a guy in a hat out front.
Oh, so it's more yeah. of just to go stuff.
Yeah,
like a cart.
Yeah,
with wraps.
Yeah, wraps.
Sandwich wraps. Wow, that's amazing. So
chilling
you're doing well.
Yeah, things.
Look,
are good
I can't piss on
it's
you.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever happened to that apartment of yours on 10th Avenue? Right,
the 37th floor walk up.
Where did John Lennon get shot?
The Dakota.
The Dakota.
Not really anywhere near 10th Avenue.
It's the Dakota now.
Wait, I thought you were on 10th Avenue.
I don't think that's what I said.
I could have heard it. I just could have heard it that way. I could have heard it. I just could have heard it.
Lived in the Dakota.
Yeah. Wow, so your 37th floor got raised to the ground and then rebuilt as an eight floor, 10th floor.
Dakota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
You were in
a small apartment in the Dakota?
That's kind of weird.
I guess they was known for their... It was a different time.
Oh.
Do you want to take any questions about this?
Yeah, we could.
Let's take 11 questions.
Yes, 11 questions.
Any liebacks on tap for...
Oh, that's a great question.
Do you remember the end, Daddy Sing Bass guy from earlier? Yes.
Wow, talk about nostalgia.
He's there.
That's nostalgic.
Alive.
I mean,
yeah.
I remember it from like 5 minutes ago.
It did come back. I feel like it hit a little harder.
Everything comes back. That one comes back a lot.
Yeah.
Next question. Any other questions? There's a question back there.
Yeah, I should have asked earlier.
Yeah.
But towards the end, there was a CB's on the side.
Yes.
And CB's Gallery.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with that?
Good question.
It's just for quinceañeras.
So you broke it out just solely for
yeah.
So you went. Is that on the side at the Newark Liberty International, or actually still at the?
No,
side?
That's still right there on
over
the Bowery.
To the airport.
Okay.
No, it's still on the Bowery.
You should be on Shark Tank.
Wait, there is that one more question?
Yeah.
What is your owl's name?
Oh, that's a good question.
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Prescient.
So you had the quinceañero thing connection, and that actually is the same as the sandwich, which was the number 15 sandwich.
Oh, oh my God.
You know, I joked about us not writing much for this show, but I'm so happy that
that's
you...
That's some M. Night Shyamalan stuff. Right there.
It's true.
You know.
Whoa.
Yeah. We put.
Oh wait! It's like, oh wait, he's dead.
We put THC in the alcohol for a reason.
It's not just for pain management. It's so that we actually are really funny.
Yeah.
And
the connections were made.
I like that you actually tried to make logic out of the. I do. No, really, seriously, I don't care about them. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I really do.
I feel like I...
Which, by the way, shows you were listening, one.
Yeah.
And two, you're a thinking man. Yeah. And two things I like.
And I just got a text message that Lenwich has signed on. So thank you very much.
Recorded live at QED in Astoria, Queens every Wednesday at 9 p.m. For tickets and more information, visit QEDAstoria.com. For early access to ad-free episodes, become a Patreon subscriber for just $5 a month. Visit patreon.com/DaveHill. When I was a man, I declared this.